This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio show stations all across the country, as well as around the world on the Internet and on the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget to everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America moving along. And let's not forget the over-the-road truck drivers out there getting a lot of it done, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe and Gab and Parler. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we have a website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. Podcast is over there. You can actually hear the show over there. If you can't hear it anywhere else, you can hear it playing on the loop over there right now, live and in living color. And then after the show's over, the show plays on the loop the rest of the day, so you can never miss it. You'll always hear it. And we've got some things over there you can take a look at, too. Save you a little bit of money. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we talked about little Dr. Fauci. He doesn't like the people in the football stadiums. He thinks that's ridiculous. Myself, I think it's America, and I think if you want to go to a football game and you want to sit out there in the beautiful weather, you know, the outdoor stadiums, have at it.
Well, one of the things that we're hearing in some of the news media is that somehow we are actually in a worse position now than we were a year ago in terms of the coronavirus. I don't know that that's necessarily true. We have a very high vaccination rate to begin with, overall in the United States, especially compared even to other countries. But Captain, I think the packed football stadiums that you're seeing, it is in stark contrast, say, for example, to kids in school who are either wearing a mask or switching back to online or something. But I think, Captain, you have a lot of people out there who are simply getting done with the whole coronavirus thing. Now, that's not saying we don't want to be careful and it's not a real virus. It's a real virus, and all these things are true. But the American people, by getting together in this way, I think they're sending a loud and clear message that they're not going to tolerate shutdowns, for example, again, or other kind of draconian restrictions.
Yeah, and I think the time has come for people to get on with their lives and to stop all this nonsense. And if I'm in the minority on that, then so be it, because I'll be damned if I'm going to let them keep me locked up and penned up and all that stuff. People are out and about, and they're doing what they need to be doing. They're not going to lock us up again anymore, even though they're trying to come up with it. Well, the moon variant and the dark variant and the April variant and the yellow variant, oh, it's going to go away. Just go away.
Well, But of course, what people are thinking, obviously, is that the goalposts keep moving again. In other words,
well, that's because of Fauci, and we now know Fauci is a quack, literally.
Well, right, but the American people would be very, very mm-hmm. accommodating, and they tried to be early on with this.
Yeah.
But what does it mean, Captain, for the virus to be declared under control or dealt with? We don't know what that even looks like because the officials can never give you a straight answer,
yep.
And I don't think we'd ever get an answer.
Now, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, September 11th, 2001, and something very ominous is starting to show up with more and more proof that what they're saying is true. It's becoming apparent that more people appear to have been dying from illnesses related to September 11th at the Al-Qaeda attacks both in New York and Washington, D.C., according to the records from the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund, known as the VCF. Now, they've got over 67,000 claims since it was opened back in 2011. But more than 3,900 of those complaints, those claims, are filed on behalf of someone who has died of a 9/11-related illness.
You know, Captain, again...
And that's on top of the almost 3,000 that we had to begin with.
That's right. And so 20 years on,
yep.
We're still seeing the after effects of this. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And remember, you know, this is in addition, and I kept telling folks, you know, a lot of my brothers and sisters... Firefighters, police officers, emergency medical, port authority cops, steel workers, etc. They've been coming down with various things. Some of them, they were able to keep things treated, you know, pretty well. And the other thing is that, again, a lot of people don't notice. You know how people have sinuses?
Right.
Well, there's a lot of different ways that people can get a sinus condition, but a lot of the first responders that were at the World Trade Center, and probably at the Pentagon, too, they have sinus conditions because of all that crap that got up in their lungs and their nose and nasal passages and all that stuff. And they're responding accordingly, trying to blow their nose from time to time, this, that, and the other. And it's their sinuses which is reacting to that chemical stuff still to this day.
Exactly right, yes.
Yep. And again... Coming up on Saturday, September the 11th, a lot of things going on. And if you have an opportunity to be somewhere to honor the first responders and just shake somebody's hand and say thank you, then I'd strongly suggest that you go do that. It'll certainly make you feel better. All righty, I'll be back right after this break. Don't go nowhere, no how. We got more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, and it's my buddy Mark Walters, who you can hear every Sunday night with the Armed American Radio MonsterCast, and by MonsterCast, I mean just exactly that, because that MonsterCast is Sunday nights and on many of these same stations, and then again, he's also on during the week at 4 o'clock. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That would be Mr. Mike Lindell himself. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and click on whatever product it is you're looking for. And to get the special discounts that you get, you have to have a promo code. The promo code is always Captain. One word, Captain. And if you want to talk to a live person, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That number again, 800-641-5459. Don't forget, MyPillow.com. Take a look at what you want to buy, and then use the promo code to get the specially reduced price, Captain. The number again, 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got a caller on the line. I'm not sure who this is, so I'm just going to ask and we'll find out. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Nelson from Jasper.
Two nights in a row.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm excited or concerned about the California recall and the possibility of a recall. And I wanted to ask the professor another question. And that is, on the East Coast, they are telling us that in over the weekend there were four football games in which there was a lot of reaction from the student section in regards to what they thought of the president. And apparently they were saying, F you,
that's right,
Biden.
That's right. Saw it, heard it. Mm-hmm.
And I also heard today that the same thing happened at FSU, which is Florida State University.
Yes, it did.
And the campuses in Tallahassee. Have you heard, I haven't heard of any incidents out in California. Has it occurred out there?
Okay, we'll find out. Thank you, Nelson.
Thank you much.
All right, go ahead, Kyle.
Well, yes, thanks very, very much, Nelson. Yes, well, not that I know of, per se, but I do know this, that we have seen a lot of students, especially in recent polls, really pull their support for Joe Biden. One of the primary things is that he's not cutting out their student debt, you know, their student loan debt, basically. But also I think that they're disillusioned to a great degree. Some of that proceeds because he's not progressive enough for them in some regards, but it may be, unfortunately, a very tough lesson in politics, especially when the politicians will tell you one thing and then go do another. But it is very, very telling that his support is eroding. You put all that together with Afghanistan, inflation, it's an all-round very, very bad day for Joe Biden polling-wise.
I saw something at a Larry Elder rally, which I thought was quite interesting, and that was a large group of young people, which included blacks, obviously Latinos, and even some white folks that were there, you know, students. And I'm talking about probably, I would say not half, but maybe a third of the crowd was young people, and that was encouraging.
Well, very, very encouraging because, Captain, they look around and see, too. They can see, especially here in California, they see the homelessness issue. They see the jobs issue. They can tell why things are expensive. They have to buy stuff, too, and it goes on down the line from there. And when they hear somebody like a Larry Elder talking about these things, I think that's really unifying. And much more so because we're not talking about some ideology. Mm-hmm. We're talking about getting things better for young people and older people.
And let's talk about President Biden yesterday because he visited New York City and New Jersey. He's still licking his wounds from Hurricane Ida's wrath. And he toured some hard-hit sections of Jersey and Queens, was speaking with the locals, and they were bad-mouthing him, yelling over the fences, up standing up on top of the walls on ladders, yelling at the president, telling him, hey, no, leave no one behind. We don't leave anyone behind. You hear all that?
Yes, and there were some other choice words talking about all this for a blank photo op, question mark. It's boiling over now. And they see exactly what's happening. Uh-huh. The Biden administration is trying to turn something into a positive.
And you know what Biden said?
What's that?
Well, they just don't understand. Really?
Oh, right.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Well, Mr. President, let me repeat this for you and anybody that's listening in Washington, D.C. We don't leave anyone behind. Not now, not ever. Never, ever, never. We don't do it in the fire service. The police department doesn't do it. Emergency medical. And the military damn sure doesn't do it. And we're not going to let you do that to us. So screw you, Biden.
Right. And here's another great question. Why are you letting the Taliban dictate terms on this? Why is it that the Taliban...
Because he's not a leader.
You're right. Yeah.
A leader would be telling the Taliban, listen... You let our people get on those planes and fly out of there. Otherwise, you will have no idea the wrath that you're going to have come raining down upon you from our military might. And just let that sit out there. And when they go, well, we'll kill all your people. Well, not if we kill all yours first.
Right, and then the president told the American people in a taped interview, right,
yep,
that we were going to stay there until everybody got out.
He said it more than once.
Yeah. So he's taking orders from the Taliban in that sense, and at the same time telling the American people, what, something just to get through the interview that day, to try to get through to the next day? Come on, man.
Yeah, and the lawmakers that are actually involved, and there are some congressmen and some senators that are actually involved in trying to help rescue Americans in Afghanistan. A lot of them are veterans. Some of them aren't, but there's a fair amount of veterans. Absolutely ripped into this administration and tore it apart.
I don't know how you undo this damage. I mean,
you don't. It's not going to happen.
Well, of course, I want to say for sure, the important thing are those people that are sitting on the ground in Afghanistan trying to get out. That's our focus. But from a political standpoint, there is no repairing this damage for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
There's no good story that's going to come along. It's a feel-good thing and all that stuff. That this isn't typical politics.
And here's what the Taliban are holding out for. Mark my words. They know that Biden is going to send them pallets of cash based on what happened with Obama and Iran. And more Americans will lose their lives. They know all of that. But they're going to get money because what they'll do is they'll start, we'll start hearing about dead Americans. Well, there was an explosion and so-and-so, you know, something will happen somewhere along the line. And then we'll start sending them the money and say, listen, we want our people. Well, give me us $100 million or whatever the number will be. It'll be something.
Yeah, kind of the same way that we lost 13 American service people at Kabul Airport. We don't know how they got through that. Oh, we didn't do this. And, oh, man, we're going to investigate. You know, we don't buy these lies anymore.
No, and speaking of lies, Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving, the Wicked Witch of the West, I like to call her, her archbishop said you cannot be a good Catholic and support expanding a right to kill innocent human beings. We've yet to hear from Nancy on that one.
Well, and I don't think we will. And if we do, she will just sort of schlep off that question as fast as you can say anything, because I don't think she can stand there and try to make any kind of cogent response to that.
And by the way, just to let you and the audience know how well-informed CNN and MSNBC viewers are, you want to hear this one?
Sure.
Over 20% of the CNN and MSNBC viewers believe that the COVID mortality rate is 5 times higher than it really is.
Well, I'm not surprised.
They've been listening to Rachel Maddow.
And others. And well, again, that's right, because then the world looks a certain way that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And isn't it something that sort of people with more conservative views don't have that misinformation.
You're right. And, of course, folks, we're getting ready to take a break here. But we're going to talk about Ron Klein. He was on TV the other day, and he gave us another gift. And I'll explain what that is when we come back from the break. But in the meantime, Steve Scalise made a comment. No hospital after the storm was running on windmills and solar panels.
That's very true. You need some fuel. You need to generate.
They were
power.
All without power. And even the ones that had the solar panels, because you had rain and you had no power that was generated for at least 2 days of solid rain and storming, they had no power to produce.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Isn't that something is right? Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back. And when we come back, we're going to get into Ron. No, not Edwards. We're going to get into Ron Klein and what he had to say yesterday about the $3.5 trillion Democratic agenda. We're going to tell you what he said, and then we're going to tear that apart. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A pretrial hearing for 5 men accused of planning the September 11th attacks got underway Tuesday after years of delays. accused mastermind of the attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and the four others face a military commission for the first time in more than a year, as the trial has been delayed because of the pandemic. Proceedings inside the court at Guantanamo Bay went on for several hours before the judge dismissed the court ahead of schedule to allow both sides to regroup and strategize. And President Biden is set to lay out a new strategy to combat the Delta variant of the coronavirus. The president will announce his strategy Thursday during remarks from the White House. Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Tuesday that the plan is a six-pronged strategy that is likely to include encouragement for the private sector to introduce more vaccine mandates. The announcement coming as the nation passed 40 million confirmed cases of COVID since the beginning of the pandemic last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Yeah, betcha. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can truck on over to their website, geico.com. That's geico.com. And see what they have to offer you. Because if you got a car, if you got a truck, if you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can get all that insured there. And if you really want to save money, get it in a bundle with your homeowners or your renter's insurance or your condo's insurance policy. That is how you save money on insurance. And I guarantee you, you'll be surprised when you find out what Geico can do for you. So the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, go over there. You can find out where your local agent is if you don't already know. Get his name, his number, if you want to talk to the agent. Otherwise, you can do everything right there on the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them Captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to say good morning to Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale. Fred says that wicked old witch of the West should be denied communion at Catholic Mass, and the same for Joe Biden, John Kerry, et al. I don't disagree with you, Fred.
Well, yeah, he's got a point there.
Yep, and it's not the first time we've heard it. Okay, now, Ron Klein, who is the chief of staff for Joe Biden, correct?
Right.
Wait till you hear this one. Are you holding on to something tight?
Oh, yeah.
The $3.5 trillion Democratic agenda will add nothing to the debt. Nothing to the debt. He repeated it twice.
Well, you know, Captain, if you believe that, of course, I do have a bridge I can sell.
Is it the one that goes over the Rio Grande River in Cleveland, Ohio?
That's right.
Right on the edge of Lake Michigan?
That's right.
There you go.
Well, you know, Captain, what they talk about when they say things like that, they follow it up with, oh, it's fully paid for. We're just going to raise taxes on wealthy people. And then we're going to tax corporations who they claim pay zero taxes. On it goes. They're not paying their fair share. We have to throw that in there too. They're not paying their fair share. And so they hoodwink you into thinking that, oh, it's just all paid for. Well, no, it's not. And if you think it is, and that's, it's just not for real.
You know who doesn't pay their fair share?
Who's that?
People like Nancy Pelosi and her husband, who are multimillionaires many times over, who have crafted laws to make sure that they don't have to pay any more taxes than what they have to, period, as well as the other politicians, the multimillionaires. If you stay in Congress long enough, you will become a millionaire. I mean, just look at AOC. She went there broke, and she's now got over $7 million in the bank.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it's a wealth building exercise to a great degree. But again, Captain, it's the old platitudes. Oh, we're only going to raise this on wealthy people. They're not paying their fair share. All this does is, again, and you know what they want? They want to pass this thing, even though Joe Manchin has been very adamant that he does not support $3.5
trillion. He's not the only one.
Exactly. And so they are really grasping at straws here to try to pull something off, when in reality they really should try to regroup. But, you know, again, the unfixable Joe Biden problems are just mounting.
Now, Denise Simon and I have talked about this the last couple of days, and we'll probably mention it again, simply because the media is not telling you the truth, and neither is the Taliban. When they come out and they say, oh, we've captured the Panjshir province, and we have it all, and they're destroyed the Northern Alliance, and they're gone, and this, that, and the other. Well, there's one little problem with that statement. Do you know what it is?
What's that?
They don't have the high ground.
Well, you're right.
They're in the valley where the main, you know, where there's one road in, one road out. They're in the valley where you come in, and that's where the pictures were taken of them. They're hoisting their flag and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. Well, the Northern Alliance is sitting up on top, looking down, just taking pot shots anytime they feel like it, just waiting for them. And by the way, the Taliban aren't stupid. They're not coming up the mountain either. They're not coming up the mountain. They know they would be cut to ribbons.
Well, that's right. Well, they're saying these things, I think, for not only local consumption, but they're also saying that to try to project, you know, something else out to the rest of the world. But you're right. I mean, there's no major battle that we're aware of, and certainly they don't have.
They have not captured what they said they captured. They just haven't.
Right.
So enough of that. Okay, well, let's see here.
Well, I would interject this, though, Captain, as, of course, things that, you know, they said that they have captured. Of course, they haven't. But they're also busy, by the way, putting in five of these Guantanamo detainees that President Obama released to get Bo Bergdahl back in 2014. Four out of five of those that he released are now said to hold senior positions in the interim government of the Taliban.
Well, they held them to begin with. All they did was go back to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's just, again, you let them go, and now they're going to be running things against mm-hmm. all the people in Afghanistan.
And the guy that was in charge of the troops when they came into the Taliban troops, when they came into Kabul to begin with, was one of those people.
Can you imagine that? I mean, it's pretty good connection right there, yeah.
All right, well, little Dr. Fauci is back in the news again for another reason. Definitive information that the Delta variant is more severe in children is what he's saying. Really?
Well, that's what they're saying. What's behind it all is that evidently the Delta variant carries about 1,000 times greater load, and that's why, especially in children, it said that, you know, because children usually have pretty strong immune systems by and large, that's why the original COVID wasn't such a major concern when it came to the children, but now it just may overwhelm some of their immune systems, so that's why we've seen some children get sick, unfortunately.
And And if you thought that Joe Biden was having troubles with his popularity or his acceptable levels, over in Germany, the party of the outgoing Chancellor Merkel has dropped to a new low of their popularity and accessibility there, as polls in the election are drawing very close.
Very close. Very much so, yes.
Yeah. And then Governor Abbott signed the Texas election reform bill. It's only restrictive in preventing fraud, is what he said. People are trying to say, well, this is terrible, it's awful, it's not going to do this. No, no, wrong answer.
Well, you see, that's the thing. That word restrictive, that's exactly how it's been covered in almost every headline I've seen. The governor signs restrictive bill. So, in other words, it goes along with this narrative. They're trying to restrict your voting rights. They're trying to make it harder for you to vote and all this kind of stuff. When in reality, you're exactly right. The idea is that it's there to prevent fraudsters from being able to exploit the vote. And that's a whole different framing, don't you think?
I do. Mm-hmm. And the United Kingdom's Boris Johnson says raising the tax to fund social care is something that he's going to have to do. That breaks his election pledge, similar to George H.W. Bush.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
Yeah, we'll see if it has any kind of similar effect. I don't know that it will.
Yeah, and again, we found out yesterday, we got confirmation that the Taliban that was holding hostage the six planes chartered by Glenn Beck, the charity Glenn Beck, to rescue the Americans left behind by the Biden administration. So he is involved in that. Those are some of the planes that he did, in fact, rent that are sitting there.
That's right, and these track back to these entities called Nazarene Fund, but also Mercury One Charity. Evidently, the ones that are chartering these planes. But you're right, Captain. They're doing what they can in order to get these people out, because what awaits them if they can't get out is just terrible. It's unspeakable.
And the young girls, in particular, 600 to 1,000 or more of them that are right there in that area waiting to get out of Dodge so that they can live to fight another day, so to speak. Actually, they're all sports enthusiasts. It's like a sports school they're going to.
Right.
Yeah, which is kind of unique. And, of course, the Taliban certainly doesn't want the women playing sports, let alone being out of a hijab, right?
That's exactly right. You know, this just sets back generations. I mean, this is really.
And these girls have been westernized, so obviously, what's going to happen is they're going to be killed. That's what they do.
Well, right, because one would think they're going to be very resistant to what the Taliban's dictates are, and so again, you're dealing with a mentality and an ideology that is just incompatible with modern thought. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. I was going to see somebody sent us a message. Let's see what they said real quick here. Sam the Paper Man. Sam the Paper Man Professional. What? Professional Paper Relocator says, good morning, Captain. How am I? Well, listen to the radio there, Sam. You'll find out how I am. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go nowhere, no how, lots more coming your way, and the weather, too. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, we're going to Donna up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and we definitely will keep it between the lines. So there you go. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up. And brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop, America's largest truck stop chain. Pull on in there, and if you're not already a member of the Truckers Highway and Drivers Club, join the Drivers Club. Just go right back there to the kiosk you'll find there in the truck stop and join it, and away you go, and you'll get points for the fuel that you buy. You'll get points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. Adds up just like money. You can spend it, use it for discounts, save money on your purchases, everything except fuel, that is. And there you go. All right, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Again, it's 60s night tonight, and here I go with another one by the Philadelphia Sound himself, Dion DiMucci.
Is my story sad but true? It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, whoa, hey, hey, whoa.
Philadelphia Sound from back in the 60s, and Kyle, what do you think about that one?
Oh, I love that song. Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
It is, but it's cool. I mean, especially from the era it's from and the progression that's used in that song. I mean, you just instantly like it.
Yeah, we used to call that the old three-bar chord song type.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to take a look at the weather here, and you go take us out west there and tell us what's going on.
Okay, folks, we've got air quality alerts, of course, all through the state of Wyoming tonight, and this dips down into Colorado through Fort Collins, Denver, all the way over to Grand Junction, Colorado, where it's going to be 92 degrees on Wednesday, north of Colorado up through Montana. We definitely have some fire weather watches going on up there. That means low humidity and gusty winds, so be careful as you make your way over towards Idaho. We still have fire weather watches going on there. Looks like Idaho Falls is going to clock in somewhere around 90 degrees. And then the air quality alerts. Now, this is because of the wildfires burning as well as other forecasted issues that go to create this very bad air quality all through southern Oregon, all through southern Idaho. Heat advisories all through central California, north to south, and excessive heat warnings in southern California, especially I-15, if you're heading out through Barstow, heading towards Las Vegas. Las Vegas is a part of this, and our friends in St. George, Utah, are looking at 105 degrees. So it's hot out west, Captain.
All righty. Well, there's not a lot going on in the continental United States unless you're in Florida, and we do have some sort of tropical wave system, depression, whatever it's going to be, that's developing right now. And right now they just put the warnings up for the panhandle of Florida and over towards Big Bend in Florida, which is just north of the Tampa Bay area, about, I don't know, 75 miles or thereabouts. But rain, we're showing rain all along the shoreline, heavy rain. We're showing some windy conditions. Don't know how windy it's going to be, but I suspect it won't be much more than 25 to 35 miles an hour. If that, I don't believe this has got enough time to become much more than a, if it becomes subtropical, a depression or a storm that'll barely be a tropical storm. If that, it's probably going to be one of those 25, 30 mile an hour deals, but it's going to have a bunch of rain, and it's supposed to make the turn, and when it makes the turn, it'll come into Florida, and then it'll go into southern Georgia. So you guys and gals in Valdosta, you'd be on your toes there. You're probably going to get a lot of rain over the next day or two before it works its way back out into the Atlantic again and may or may not reform over there. But that's what's going on right now. So rain is headed our way, not in my way, but towards the panhandle of Florida. We might get a little bit of it over here because we're on the right side of it. But then again, it looks like all it's going to be is a subtropical depression of some sort. If it is a tropical storm again, it'll be minimal.
Exactly right, yes.
All right, tell us how to hear your show there, my man.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, we appreciate him. And joining us right now on the telephone line, We have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, her website is FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she has to offer. Well, little Dr. Fauci's in the news again, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
The little lying sack of garbage, I'm being polite, sack of garbage has got himself caught again in another lie, but I wonder how he'll weasel out of this.
Well, let's not forget that Washington, D.C. protects its own.
Yep.
So I'm not terribly convinced there's going to be any kind of consequence. You know, I'd like for there to be, but we've gotten very used to the notion that there isn't a consequence. I've seen people say that, you know, this pandemic is responsible for killing, you know, 600, 700,000, whatever the number is now,
mm-hmm.
Americans. It's actually bigger than that because it affected the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Fauci isn't the only one that is really implicated in this.
Mm-hmm.
There are a handful of others. So it'll be pretty interesting to see where this necessarily goes. It's the scandal of human history here, as much as I see it. I don't know how else. I mean, that may sound a little hyperbolic, but I think it's true.
There was a second thing that Dr. Fauci put his stamp on yesterday. It was the definitive information that the Delta variant is more severe in children than what was first thought.
Yeah, and, you know, I think we are at the point where we're going to have to live with a notion because of this virus and the variants is that the flu, like the before, the, you know, the COVID-19 ever showed up in our lives, we've always had the flu that's kind of circulated around.
Yep. Yep.
And I think we're going to have to get to the point where we just have to live with it.
Yep. And that's what's going to happen here with the coronavirus, the COVID. You're going to live
that's
with that.
My point.
You get your vaccine and you're done. And if you don't want to get the vaccine, then guess what? You're going to get sick and hopefully you'll develop antibodies and you won't have to go to the hospital. But for the people that don't want to get their vaccine, if they get really, 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 really sick, what's the first thing they're going to do when they get them to the hospital? Invectman or whatever, something like that, right?
Right.
Yeah, all right, that too. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon and I will be back right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their local bills. I'll be right back with more. It's a Wednesday morning, and we're rolling on.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.